Papathlessas gathered 3,000 poorly armed men and went to the province of Pylia, Messenia, searching for the best spot to face Ibrahim's army coming out of the city of Pylos. He selected the hills of Maniaki in order for him to have a better view of the enemy's movements, and there Papathlessas established three lines of defense. On June 1, 1825, Ibrahim's forces, led by well-trained French officers, attacked Papathlessas' defense lines. Most of the Greek troops lost their nerve, abandoned their positions, and fled. Papathlessas continued to fight the Egyptians with a small force of 800 to 1,000 men loyal to him and his cause. Papathlessas knew that in choosing to face Ibrahim, he would die on the battlefield. Papathlessas' defenses were ultimately broken down by the heavy bombardment of Ibrahim's artillery and the repeated attacks of his infantry and cavalry. Fierce hand-to-hand fighting ended with the death of the last defender. After Papathlessas' death from a bullet in the chest, Ibrahim ordered that his body be cleaned of blood and dirt and tied to a tree. After a few minutes of looking at his foe, Ibrahim walked up to the corpse and kissed it on the cheek as a sign of extreme respect. In speaking of Papathlessas after his death, it is said that Ibrahim told his officers, "If Greece had 10 heroes like him, it would not have been possible for me to undertake the military campaign against the Peloponnese."